And 6:06, it is partly clear, 41 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm this afternoon to 55. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The first in a series of town hall meetings on a new juvenile justice center and jail expansion is scheduled for this evening. Tulsa County Commissioner Karen Keith says they want to outline the needs for the public and get feedback.
So we really are hoping that the public will come out and express their views, offer us some support and ideas, and we have all got to get behind some solutions for both the jail and the juvenile center.
The first town hall meeting will be tonight at the LaFortune Park Community Center on South Hudson Avenue. It begins at 6 o'clock. We have more on this story coming up for you this morning at 7:35. Firefighters in Oklahoma battled several grass and wildfires, and the National Weather Service issued a red flag fire warning for nearly all of the state yesterday. Fires were reported in Oklahoma, Logan, Lincoln, Tulsa, Rogers, Nowata, Canadian, and Grady counties yesterday afternoon. No injuries were reported. The city of Tulsa is offering amnesty to drivers who have racked up unpaid parking tickets. Kelly Brader is the Tulsa Municipal Court Administrator.
It is for individuals that have unpaid parking tickets within the city of Tulsa. And we are asking that the individuals, if they have those parking tickets, come in any time between January 17th through February the 7th and just come in and pay the cost of the ticket.
The city estimates it has nearly 19,000 unpaid parking tickets, totaling $2 million in uncollected fines. The trial of a 25-year-old man charged with shooting into a crowded Tulsa courthouse plaza is set to begin. Andrew Dennehy is charged with the March 7, 2012 shooting in the plaza between the courthouse and the Tulsa Central Library that injured a deputy and a bystander. Dennehy was also wounded when authorities arrived and returned fire. He has entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. The Mayor's Commission on the Status of Women will present a forum later this month dealing with Oklahoma's unusually high female incarceration rate. Commission member Becky Dixon will moderate that forum.
We will talk about why are we in this position? How did we get to become the number one state for incarcerated women? What's being done to correct that?
Oklahoma locks up more women per capita than any other state in the union. The seminar will be at the OSU Tulsa campus on the evening of January 30th. Well, in Omaugie County, officials are looking for 53-year-old Henry Bear. He was last seen on Wednesday heading off to work to the Duck Creek Casino. He never made it. He has a history of stroke and several medical conditions that do require treatment. Renovation is underway at the Tulsa International Airport. The airport's Alexis Higgins says a complete revamp is taking place on Concourse A.
We'll have a new roof. We'll have a skylight that will run the length of the concourse. We are going to be updating all of the gate areas with new seating. We'll be putting in new lighting. All of the light sensors that control the lights will be added. A new HVAC system.
Delta Airlines will move its operations from Concourse A to B while that work is being done. Our weather forecast, sunshine and above normal temperatures today. Normal is 48, we'll be at 55. Tonight, clear and cold, 34 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 53. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Right now in Tulsa, it's partly clear and 41. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.